Now, when we look at this question, before we even address the vignette, we should address what the concept is, which is called autoregulation. And this is about how blood pressure and stretch of the carotid sinus baroreceptors are going to relate to heart rate. Okay, so once again, before we even address the vignette, our starting point is saying we have baroreceptors at the carotid sinus, which are going to sense blood pressure, and they're stretch dependent. Higher blood pressure, more stretch. Lower blood pressure, less stretch. Now, the firing rate from the glossopharyngeal nerve, cranial nerve 9, it goes afferent to the solitary nucleus of the medulla. Now, that firing rate is stretch dependent. And this is really, really important, because if we have increased blood pressure, we get increased glossopharyngeal nerve firing. If we have decreased blood pressure, we get decreased glossopharyngeal nerve firing. This is where a lot of students get mixed up, because they think if there's any change in blood pressure, even if it's low blood pressure, that the carotid sinus baroreceptors will essentially wake up and increase firing no matter what. But that's not the case. If we have decreased blood pressure, decreased stretch, decreased firing from glossopharyngeal nerve, cranial nerve 9, afferent to the solitary nucleus of the medulla. Then vagus nerve, cranial nerve 10, which is parasympathetic, is going to come down efferent toward the heart. And the arrows of glossopharyngeal nerve and vagus nerve are always in the same direction. That's something you can remember. So if, let's say, we have decreased blood pressure, such as with this guy who just ran, sweated a lot from his exercise, he's going to have decreased plasma volume, decreased stretch at glossopharyngeal nerve going afferent to the solitary nucleus. Vagus nerve goes the same direction. So we're going to get decreased vagus nerve, cranial nerve 10, efferent firing down to the atria, decreased parasympathetic activity at the M2 receptors of the atria, and the heart rate will increase to compensate for the lower blood pressure due to the lower plasma volume. This is called autoregulation. And if we had high blood pressure, we would see the opposite. We'd have more glossopharyngeal nerve firing, and in turn, we'd have greater vagus nerve firing, and we would get a decrease in heart rate. Now, the renal efferent arteriolar diameter, if we have decrease in plasma volume, we will get an increase in the activity of the renin-angiotensin system. Although it takes time for aldosterone to increase plasma volume, angiotensin II will increase pretty rapidly. Angiotensin II causes constriction of the efferent arterioles leaving the kidney. This enables increased filtration fraction, which enables GFR to stay relatively constant despite the decreased in renal plasma flow. So in this question, in this guy who has decreased plasma volume following his sweating from a workout, we would have decreased glossopharyngeal nerve firing, decreased vagus nerve firing, and we'd have decreased diameter of the renal efferent arteriole. That's it.